The following segment is general in nature and should not be taken as personal professional advice. Listeners should seek their own independent assessment from a qualified advisor and not rely solely on the general nature of information in this program.
And once a month we like to catch up with our natural health consultant, Fenella Jane, who's joining us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Fenella.
Good morning, Kelly.
Now, and also you brought with you a friend, a guest as well, and Denise Avis is joining us. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Kelly.
And you have a special story to share with us, and we'll get into that in just a moment. We're talking about chronic fatigue this morning, Fenella.
Yes, we are. We're going to talk about chronic fatigue, and Denise is going to give her personal story. But just to recap, it actually follows on from the talk that I did last month on adrenal exhaustion, where our adrenal glands, they sit on top of our kidneys, they look like little walnuts, and they are responsible for our fight or flight survival response in our system. They're crucial, we need them, but when we're overworked, overtired, overeating the wrong foods, we have emotional stress, mental stress, or physical stress. Even people who overexercise can get adrenal stress. The body's hormone balances become out of balance. Our hormones system becomes out of balance, and it causes people to feel tired. They don't cope. They can't think straight. Their eating patterns change. Their digestive system gets out of balance, and basically their whole general well-being goes down. That then can lead to certain some diseases start with that, and other things like chronic fatigue syndrome, for example, which we're talking about today. And so with Denise in here this morning, she would probably like to start off with saying,
what were some of the early signs that things were starting to not feel very well for you? When did you start to notice it?
I think it came on suddenly for me, Kelly. I was working as a primary school teacher at the time, and I started getting high temperatures, like I was getting a virus. And they were quite high temperatures as well. And then I just crashed. I had to stop work, and I found out when I went to my GP and had a blood test that I had had a history of CMV, cytomegalovirus, and I can only assume that because my immune system was not coping with life in general, that my body was no longer able to suppress that old virus, because we do carry around old viruses, our immune system suppresses them, but when you get chronic fatigue syndrome, those viruses can kind of reemerge. And I think that was what was happening for me at the time.
And when you say crash, you couldn't get out of bed. Could you move your body?
Well, I certainly couldn't go to work. Yep. I became very, probably over a number of weeks, but particularly on that week, I just became very anxious. Mm-hmm. Even not able to go to the supermarket. Entering a supermarket became frightening.
Yeah.
So chronic fatigue syndrome doesn't just affect your physical body, it affects your emotions as well, and and your confidence. Very, very tired, depressed. Oh my goodness, what is happening to me? I was very frightened. I could tell that there was something different happening in me that I'd never felt before.
Wow. And so you found out you had an old virus that was now being, I guess, brought back to life by your rundown immune system. So what did you do? What kind of advice did you find in the first instances?
Okay, so I was working there and in the school, and I was fortunate enough to have wages insurance, and that meant that I needed to check in with a GP. And so I went to the GP and had some blood tests, and fortunately, I was able to have that insurance. So because I had that insurance, then I was able to try a lot of things. I was able to afford them, which I'm very grateful for. So the sort of things I'll describe to this morning that I did a lot of things. I wouldn't say that to another person that they would have to do all of those things in order to get well.
Right.
But some of the things that I tried, I was having trouble finding someone who was able to help me in Tamworth. My doctor was very honest with me, and she said that she felt that she was only limited in what she could do for me, and that I should rest and look after my diet and so on. I found a chiropractor here in Tamworth who was very holistic and was able to give me some blood tests and so on that got me started. One of the important things was I had food tests done, like a cytotoxic blood test done, which showed just lots and lots of food intolerances, which is typical of chronic fatigue syndrome.
Wow.
Gluten was the big one.
Anything else that really stood out?
I'm just trying to think what some of the other ones were.
Because this is about 10 years ago now?
This was 14 years ago. I first got sick, and the whole illness/recovery took about 4 years.
Wow.
Oh, it would be tricky for me to try to remember all of the things that were on that list, Kelly. There were that many of them.
You've made so many changes.
Yeah, but the gluten was the main one. So anyway, I followed the advice, you know, what the test had showed, go off those things, and that was a start. I also had hair analysis done where they can tell your mineral status, and that was bad.
Was it?
Really,
what did that say to you?
Minerals were generally really low.
Really low.
Selenium was zero. Selenium's really important mineral in the body, particularly for the thyroid, which is really important for your health.
And of course, the thyroid's affected if you are having troubles with adrenal stress, because it's part of the whole endocrine system.
Yes, so there was a big clue there that my adrenals were burned out.
And of course, the thyroid regulates our metabolism. So that's why people with chronic fatigue can experience issues with their diet and their foods and become quite sensitive to things.
Yes, and not only did I have a lot of food intolerances, but I also had chemical intolerances. I could no longer read the daily paper. The chemicals from just holding or having the paper in the ink, yes, having the ink in the room. I wasn't able to be in the same room as the newspaper. If I went out to a concert or to church where everybody was freshly, you know, covered in aftershave and perfume, I found that I had to go and sit in a breezeway, like I could not be in that place.
Wow.
Without feeling very groggy. I could no longer mow the lawn, the fumes from the petrol. None of those things are a problem to me now.
Wow, so you've managed all of that.
Yeah. And look, I've got a long list of all the things that I tried.
Yes. but a real sort of almost detective case of investigating what had happened.
Kelly, that is exactly what it was. It was like 24/7 detective work, and I was just like, I was possessed. I was so determined that I was not going to let this beat me. And I think that's very important.
Which must have been hard to find given your overall sense of, you know, questioning and anxiety and, you know, wondering why this was happening to you. So to have the strength to decide not to let it beat you and to find a way out must have been, you know, a really powerful thing.
Absolutely. And I think that's the reason why I asked Denise to come in today and talk about it, because she inspires me, not just because she's my beautiful friend, but the fact that she's actually shown that sometimes having issues in our body that seems really negative at times can actually be a positive thing if you seek out that information, you educate yourself on what's going on within my body, what is actually going on truly. You know what I'm saying? And put the responsibility of your health back onto yourself. Mm-hmm. Seek out the right information, ask as many people that have had issues or any, and this can be for any disease. With some people, it can be the biggest blessing of their life because they can change their whole life around, and from then on out, they can live very healthy, happy lives.
Hey, you just read my mind.
She inspires me definitely to think like that. You know what? She's one of those people that was really unwell for a very long period of time and corrected in her body. So you can bring the body back to balance with the right information and with the right foods and with the right supplements.
So you're beginning the process, you've gone through the detective list of ticking things and checking things. When did you start to feel better? When did you start to get your energy levels back, and was there a catalyst that there was some point that actually was finally you felt the pathway changed and was starting to go back uphill?
Recovery from chronic fatigue syndrome is often a roller coaster.
Yeah, right.
I guess it was about midway. So it was, as I said, about 4 years all up, so around about midway. Still feeling pretty desperate though, still feeling
That's
not terrific.
That's 2 years of uncertainty.
Yeah. Probably about 18 months in, I came across a wonderful naturopath in Sydney, Philip Alexander, and I went down and saw him, and he really gave me hope. Up until then, I was really struggling with my fear that I would never overcome this thing, because I knew of people who had had this for years and years and were really, you know, unable to work anymore, and it's really just totally affected their life. But when I saw Philip Alexander, he just treated it like, oh yeah, we can do this, you know, and that really inspired me to keep going, and I really gained momentum after seeing him. Let me have a think. Did a lot of work on my thinking, did a lot of self-examination of issues that I hadn't been willing to look at perhaps earlier in my life, you know, carrying resentment, looking at my victim mentality, oh, why me? You know, my life's been too hard. All of that had to go, had to be rethought. And I continued with my program of daily rest, walking 4 or 5 times a week, a gradual return to work. Returning to work part-time was helpful, helped me to start feeling like I was normal again, almost normal.
Yeah.
One of the things I was really struggling with was embarrassment, because when you have chronic fatigue syndrome, you feel really groggy in the head and you can't get your words out correctly, and they all came out back to front.
Mm.
Even speaking to a checkout assistant, you know, in the shop, I would mumble and jumble my words and then get embarrassed. So a lot of embarrassment attached to some of the more, you know, the cognitive effects of chronic fatigue. And I think it takes a lot of resilience and courage to get back up again and say, no, I'm not going to let that get me down. I'm going to keep going. Don't know where I got the reserve from, but I did it.
Because you're a very determined person. I love that.
Yeah, and
you.
I didn't realise that until I had the illness. You said one of the maybe pivotal things. So Philip Alexander was one. Another was a listens program that I attended here in Tamworth, which is electrodermal testing, where acupressure points on the fingers are touched with terminals, which are linked to a computer program, which then determines what's going on inside the different systems of the body, which then determines which homeopathy will suit the person. So it's tailor-made medicine for the person. Very safe, very effective.
And were you determined not to do this in a sort of a natural way? Were you being offered other medical options, or was...
There wasn't a lot. As I said, my GP was very honest with me.
Yeah, there's not really a lot. Yes, which is quite interesting. Most people do turn to natural health for that, because it is about the holistic concept. It's diet, lifestyle change, supplementing with the right things that suit your body. And interestingly enough, some of the foods that Denise went off suited her body, but aren't necessarily what's going to suit someone else that's got chronic fatigue. We're very individual, and that means that their specific treatment needs to be treated individually. So I would seek out naturopathic advice, definitely, because they work with you more on a holistic concept and find what's right for you, more so than just lump everybody into the one category and say, this is the fix-it-all pill.
And it was working for me, you know, like those blood tests I had for the foods, when I followed that, you know, the recommendations on that, and other tests that I'd had from naturopaths and so on, they were working. I was feeling that little bit better, a little bit better each time.
And there are naturopaths in Tamworth that can do tests on hormone levels. They can test to see whether or not your adrenal glands are working efficiently. They can test for overstressed adrenals with adrenaline, cortisol. They can test your DHEA levels. And DHEA is like the mother of all our hormones. It's really crucial. Anyone with any disease, that's usually one of the hormones that's always at the lowest, and it should actually be at a very good level within our system to maintain a normal, healthy state of well-being. So in Denise's case, her levels of DHEA obviously were very low, so it was cortisol.
I had them tested.
And that was with saliva? You had a saliva test?
Yes, for cortisol and DHEA.
And there are naturopaths, as I said, in Tamworth that can do that for people. It is such a simple thing to do. And that gives you a really good indication of where you're at, whether it's chronic fatigue or adrenal stress.
Okay.
And then they can work with you from there on your diet, lifestyle changes. And even the emotional, as Denise said, the emotional component is most important, because our emotions are also governed by our hormones.
Yeah.
So having our hormone system working at its best is important for our whole lifestyle.
So what else have been some of the key changes you've made, or what are some of the key, you know, steps you've taken? And you say
during that time, Kelly, or since?
During that time, was there anything else that you did to look at chronic fatigue?
I saw a Chinese practitioner here in town. Let me have a think. Yes, like we said, I had the cortisol and DHEA tested, and then I supplemented with homeopathic DHEA. Read lots of books. Dr. Sandra Cabot's book, Boost Your Energy, has been a wonderful help to me. I'd recommend that to anyone who's struggling with these sorts of things. She has a simple 3-step program in here. Take the load off the immune system is number one. That basically was take gluten out of my diet. Secondly, boost your immune system by supplements. And thirdly, choose to have a positive experience. And that's where you're looking at your thinking, your lifestyle.
Yeah.
One of the things I realised, I had a good hard look at myself, was I was trying to be Wonder Woman. I was trying to do everything, three children, full-time job, very demanding job. Just really tough on myself and had been for too long. And that needed to go. And I think that's probably the main...
The main thing.
And also then I had my little list of supplements.
Just a little list.
A little list or a really long list?
A little list, yeah.
Somewhere.
Now, 10 years on, do you feel like you're living with managing chronic fatigue or you're just living your
life?
Oh,
no, I'm not managing it because it's gone. And I'd love to encourage anyone who's listening that you don't have to put up with health issues.
No, you don't.
Necessarily. I hear of that and it really kind of saddens me, and I want to inspire people that you don't have to put up with things often. That you can challenge it if you're determined and if you're willing to look for answers. There's help out there.
Absolutely agree with that.
So what would you recommend to people thinking this depression, this physical exhaustion isn't going away? It should have. I usually rebound. If they're thinking it's something a little bit more, what would you suggest people do?
Oh, I definitely would seek out naturopathic advice, or seek, you know, go to your GP and have a chat with your GP. You know, go into your local health food shop, chat with the ladies in there. They're usually, you know, educated on the issue. Do some diet and lifestyle changes. Think about, are you really enjoying your job, your family situation? You know, those changes affect us. They affect us emotionally. Having digestive issues, are things not right? Are you bloated? Are you switching between feeling a bit constipated, or do you have diarrhea? Pay attention to what's going on in your body. If you're waking up feeling tired, even though you've had 8 to 10 hours of sleep, but the tiredness is more than just tiredness, you're literally dragging yourself around, then something's not right. Things are out of balance. And changes need to be made, and they can be made, as Denise has just made us all aware. And that goes with anything that is not right within our system. When our immune system's lowered and we have, changes within our hormone system, which is our endocrine system, diseases start to manifest. We get viral conditions, things don't go away, we're just generally feeling unwell. So you can bring it all back with the right information, definitely.